patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony. I'm a baller,
baby. As I like to say, she can probably go duck hunting with a rope because the Milwaukee Bucks are kicking butt and taking names. And no one can enjoy this more than our future coach, Zora Stevenson.
Welcome, Zora. Before we get started, just want Zora to hear something that Homer said the other day. Public, can you play that Homer on about his opinions for Zora, please?
I really don't have an opinion of any value.
You heard that, Zora. He doesn't have an opinion of any value. That's what he said. So now you can start, Homer.
So we just disregard anything Homer says from this point on.
I mean, I'm just telling you from his own mouth. Play it again, Pebbles. If you hear who said it, this is Homer himself.
I really don't have an opinion of any value.
There you go.
Wow.
So be it. They take away.
I'm sorry you felt that way.
This is classic Hall of Famer. He takes away the enthusiasm that you were gonna have talking about the Bucks team.
Enthusiasm.
There's no way all season long anybody. Fans of the Bucks have felt better than they do right now, believing this team, with Chris Middleton improving, can win and will win the NBA championship. Take it away, Zora.
Yeah, you know, Homer, I get so nervous when you get too excited. I get nervous.
Zora, that's why I played that clip for you.
I know, it's a great streak right now.
Zora, you're smiling, thinking about the way the Bucks are playing right now. I know it.
But I'm smiling in how they're playing right now. But it doesn't indicate how they're going to play in 2 months. Or what's going to happen. We just got to take it one day at a time. ODAT. Have you heard that? ODAAT. One day at a time. And in this moment, Bucks are the hottest team in the NBA. Inching on Boston's heels. I got to go back and check the standings. I believe the Bucks are still 2 at this point. And they have not lost since Chris Middleton and Giannis have rejoined the lineup. Obviously, Chris will get back in the starting lineup at some point, but my goodness, having a 3-time all and give you what Chris has been giving you, you can't hear me?
No, we can't. We just lost you.
Yeah, you buzzed out for a second,
but you're good. Keep.
Oh, I was going on this whole soliloquy.
We can hear you smiling. We can hear you smiling.
I love how the team is playing right now. I think we need to talk about right now and, you know, not related to what's going to happen in 2 months. That's all.
And can we talk about right now as far as a couple more days to the trade deadline? Anything that go on,
so
you think?
The trade deadline is Thursday, 2 p.m. Central.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bucks are super honest about the fact, and every team in the NBA, right, is looking and trying to find ways to get better. Now, in which ways they're going to do that and how it manifests itself, I have no clue. But it will be in L.A. when the clock strikes midnight, a.k.a. 2 p.m. on Thursday. And it'll be right before that Lakers game, too, which, you know, the Lakers play tonight, and then the Bucks play the Lakers Thursday, LeBron inching closer and closer to that all-time scoring title. So a lot of storylines this week with the team in this kind of – West Coast swing. It was great to start it off with a win in Portland, though, because now they have 2 days off in L.A., which is great. It feels amazing out here, but then you kind of go, you have to regroup and play the Lakers on Thursday.
If I said the name Jay Crowder, did that spark anything for you to say? Or
no.
Oh.
What? But if there's something to be said, in 48 hours, I will gladly come back on and offer my 2 cents.
Theoretically, would that be would it be a good fit? I'm just asking, theoretically, do you think?
So, I mean, there's a lot of factors if a player has not participated in an NBA game in months or been a part of a team, especially a group that is so experienced and is so intact and has been together for so long. But then also sometimes that can, like, add a fire, you know. Prime example is what P.J. Tucker did. He kind of came into an established group and added some fire and some life. So I think everything... You got to see. Of course, remember, the Bucks are still waiting for Bobby Portis to get back. That's, I think, like, something that excites me is they're on this streak right now, and they're missing, like, a double-double off the bench, you know? There's still levels that this team can unlock.
Yeah. Did you know that Scottie Pippen was a better defender than Michael Jordan was?
Yeah, but how are we evaluating that? Based on what?
We're just evaluating the eye test. Homer acts like that's news to him.
Is this on Homer's opinion that has no value? I'm just making sure.
No, I mean, I informed him that I thought that Scottie was a better defender than Michael, and Homer didn't know that.
I had heard that and always thought people were just trying to take away, finding any way they can to take away the greatness of Michael Jordan. Now, question two, did you know that Michael Jordan's defensive weakness was small, quick guards? Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah.
I was not growing up.
I feel so good. I could go duck hunting with a rope. Go ahead, Tony. Finish. Just talk about Zora, whatever you want. Because I didn't know that, and I felt like, wow, I thought I knew a lot about Michael Jordan. And the fact that you didn't know it, I feel
so
much better.
Well, she was getting ready to explain why. Until you interrupted her.
You guys take over. I'm done. I'm smiling. This is better. This is the greatest thing ever.
Somehow, Zora, that equated to you being on the same page with him basketball-wise. So
yeah.
That's why he's excited.
Right.
But explain to him why you were going to say you didn't know that.
Well, because I just, you know, I think you have to grow up watching somebody. Unless I'm going back and watching full games, not highlights, right? Like, so, of course, like, I'll have a better idea of, you know, LeBron's ability on defense than I will Michael Jordan just because of my age. That's all. Right. That's all I was getting at there. It's harder for me to answer in-depth basketball questions about, you know, the 90s when I was, like, you know, asking for a bottle. And I'm telling my age like crazy. Don't make fun of me.
Your age, yes. You are very young. Now, and I was just telling Homer because, again, obviously I played against him. I was in the locker room, and I'm looking at the board in the locker room before games. I know the scouting reports, so and I watched.
Right. Of course you would know that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait, you did listen to the scouting reports? I just want to confirm you did listen to the scouting reports.
I did listen to the scouting reports, yes.
Okay. I say agreed with what you thought.
No. I mean, you listen to scouting reports because if it just gives you a tendency. Once you get out there, then you adjust accordingly. Because it could, I mean, if a guy says, oh, don't let a guy go left, well, then you still got to figure out, look, okay, how much room can I give him before he gets left? So, okay, now I got to adjust a little bit. I know not to let him go left, but how much do I have to give, right? So, always got to read the scouting report. That's where you get in trouble. Most guys can't remember the scouting report, Zora, is the problem.
I'm glad you locked in.
They get out there and lose their mind.
Wow. I'm glad I never faced Tony Smith on a basketball court. You know why, Zora?
Why?
Because he looked at me and he could have said, not only am I better than you, I'm smarter than you.
I said, Coach, I'm not playing this guy. He's terrible.
All right. I want to know the first thought you have about LeBron James. Zora?
Steady.
Keep going.
Consistent. Durable. Strong. Impactful. Legacy. King.
Do you remember the first time you saw him play? Doesn't have to be live on TV.
Ooh, that's a great question. I feel like I saw a highlight. It was either like a magazine cover or highlights, like a SportsCenter highlights of his high school basketball games. That's my, like, I'm just kind of, you know, you go back in your mind, you close your eyes, and you're trying to picture. That's my first recollection of LeBron James, is those moments of him in a Irish high school
uniform. Like, this dude can fly.
No, I was more like amazed, but also let's see. I grew up in D.C. and Kwame Brown was also out of high school. So
he's
my example of
those
guys.
No one has ever compared those 2 cents.
My point. Wait. I need context here. My point is.
Yes, you do.
You know, when
you definitely need context.
When somebody comes to call me, Brown came out of high school, right? And I grew up in D.C. He was a wizard at the time that I was growing up, blah, blah, blah. So that was my example of somebody that had come out of high school. That's all I was saying. And so I just, you know, didn't necessarily know how it would pan out. He was amazing, but, like, the NBA's a lot. And then he comes, and he's everything. What was so remarkable to me is he's everything that he was hyped to be. And that is so hard to do, especially when you're coming out of high school and people are showing your highlights, saying you're going to be the next this, the next that, and this is, you know, you have no ceiling. It is hard to live up to that. Oh, I'm Kwame Brown. And LeBron James has lived
LeBron
up
didn't
to
have
all
a,
of it.
He didn't have a high school body, though. I mean, a lot of times you see high school
guys.
He was
a grown man.
There in high school.
He was a grown man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he did not. He was a grown man. I'm just, yeah, it's really an exceptional story. And I'm a fan. And I haven't always, you know, I mean, like, you have your different teams that you root for. So, like, I haven't always been, like, you know, a fan of all his teams, but I've always been a fan of the human and the athlete. Just because it's, like, who else can do that? So, I will be in the building on Thursday, and I feel super, super honored. No matter, even if he had just broken it or if he has the opportunity to break it on Thursday, to be around greatness in that way, just never taking it for granted anytime I get to see him play live.
Now you can talk about Giannis and LeBron in the same sentences, the same context, however you see similarities or differences. Giannis and LeBron, take it away, Zora.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not around LeBron as much, so I don't know LeBron, right?
Right.
But just the work ethic and the focus and the dedication to the goals and the adapting the games, that, you know, their respective games. Obviously Giannis can't speak to longevity just yet. I mean, you know, LeBron's in multiple decades, and Giannis has just surpassed one decade. So, but I just, the aligning of, and it's different stories too, right? Like, LeBron was supposed to be this. I mean, nobody's supposed to be anything, but in terms of what we all thought he was going to be, nobody envisioned this for Giannis. I mean, maybe, you know, John Hammond when he drafted him, right? But, a lot less people envision this. So I think it's hard to compare. So it's two different stories, both remarkable in their own right, but just so different in how they've manifested themselves. I don't know if it's right to compare. I just think we have to enjoy both of them. And I know you don't want that answer, but I think that's the kind of way to go.
No, I have no such thoughts on your answers. I want your answer. Though I am curious as to this final question. While it is just right now, the Milwaukee Bucks are currently playing at a level that would win them an NBA championship.
Yeah, right now. If the playoffs are right now, I'd be super confident. Correct. You would too. You're always confident.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
No.
So
no.
When it comes to his opinion.
No, I was not confident when I saw Middleton practicing. And it just didn't look like his leg was good. That was disappointing.
When did you see him practicing?
They had somebody on Twitter. It was about 3 weeks ago.
And
why are we judging him?
Why are we judging him off getting shots up with no defense? Why are we doing that?
I wasn't judging him getting shots up. I was just watching his leg. I thought that leg's not 100%. Now when I've watched
and
him,
what are you saying? What are you saying now?
That leg's 100%. That's why I'm saying they're playing at a level that they could win an NBA championship. And you agreed.
Ooh.
Oh, baby.
This ain't the Sixers, but trust the process. Trust the process.
Oh, no. What does that mean? Translate.
That's Joel Embiid.
Trust the process. What the hell does that mean? Don't get too excited.
That
He's
means...
got a lot of games left. His leg's not 100%. Translate.
No,
that
was
normal.
Well, all I was saying is when you were speaking to whatever video you saw on Twitter, I mean, somebody's out for a reason. Let them heal.
Oh,
and
I agree.
Let
I just
them get back
at
in
that
a groove.
Point, at that point, how long he'd been out, I just thought the leg would be better. So that then you say I'm always confident. No, I was worried then. Now,
okay.
I'm not worried. I want him to play today. I want the playoffs now.
I think you need to keep track of, like, all the times you get, like, super high and super low. I need you to keep a record of that.
All right, I will.
20 times a day.
By the way, Zora, I apologize.
We're all over the place.
Because we're supposed to have breakfast at Ted's on the 13th, and Ted's isn't open on Monday, so I don't know how I screwed up with that.
Yeah, Homer blew it.
I did. Wow. I totally blew it. So the 14th is Tuesday. That would work.
Even better. I showed up the other day.
Yeah. So check your schedule.
I literally scheduled a hair appointment around our breakfast meeting. Okay, now we go to the 14th. I will adjust.
14th.
Okay.
All right, 14th, 10 a.m., Tuesday.
A Valentine's Day breakfast with Zora. Yeah.
It'll be legendary. Thanks, Zora.
Ted. Okay, bye.
Bye. I don't know what's next.
She didn't sound excited about spending Valentine's morning with you.
She spent it with you.
No. You're going to be there, so.
Oh, you'd be okay if it was just the two
you're
of you.
You're blowing it.
Next. I really don't have an opinion of any value.